Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It's Tuesday, so that must mean Andy from United Ag and Turf is joining us for Wild Country Connects. Andy, welcome.
Good afternoon, Matt.
I'm very proud to say that I mowed my lawn this past weekend.
Yes.
And I successfully repaired my mower.
Way to go.
I was so close to calling you, and it was a stupid little thing. But I'm not a handyman,
yes.
So the 3 hours that I worked on it for this simple little thing, my 16-year-old almost fixed it for me. That's how much
Perfect.
Of a handyman I'm not. But and it was a simple maintenance thing that I kind of ignored. So
yep.
That kind of leads into what we're going to chat about today.
Absolutely.
So mowers are out. Warm weather is here. The
finally.
Grass is growing.
Yes.
Let's keep these mowers running right.
Correct. So let's just talk about a few simple lawnmower maintenance tips and why those are important, okay? So before starting your mower, it's a great idea to check the engine oil. Perhaps the engine has developed a new leak or has an internal issue starting. Waiting until that loud knocking sound starts can be very bad
yeah.
and expensive.
I don't know what's going on. It's smoking and knocking. Is that good?
No, but hey, at least you didn't have mosquitoes around, right?
Right.
So check your air filters monthly. A plugged air filter can cause poor engine performance, leading to more fuel consumption or loss of power. Just remember, your engine's got to breathe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Make sure to run non-ethanol fuel to protect your fuel system and engine. Check your tire pressure monthly. If you have a tire going flat, that will likely cause your mower deck to not be level, leading to an uneven cut. Make sure to run the engine at full throttle when mowing. Reducing the engine speed will slow down the speed of the blades, resulting in a poor cut quality. A lawnmower engine is designed to be ran at full throttle. You're not doing it any favor by slowing it down because that's going to affect the quality mm-hmm. of the cut.
Yeah.
So try to mow when the grass is dry to avoid grass from being built up underneath the mower deck, which can cause poor cut quality. However, that can be a challenge some summers, as we all know.
Oh.
Right? All depends.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You have to see what this one's going to bring.
Yep.
Keep the mower blade sharp so it cuts the grass cleanly. Slow down when the grass is thick to give the mower time to process all the grass that is cut.
Yeah. Don't go full speed into grass that hasn't been cut in about 2 weeks.
That is correct.
It's never going to end well.
That is, yeah, it's gonna clump, and you're like, oh my mm-hmm. God, this mower is bad, and it's just simply because you're trying to process too much grass at
yeah.
one time.
Yep.
So I also find that cleaning the underside of the deck and sharpening the blades a couple times a season really does make a difference. I traditionally schedule to do that around the 4th of July weekend and Labor Day holidays.
Oh, smart.
And when it comes to your lawn, remember to water it. The guideline is an inch to inch and a half over a couple times a week so that the water can soak in, allowing grass roots to grow deeper into the soil to make it more resistant to the heat and stress that in August, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Also, if we are having a dry summer, adjust the height of cut up in your mower deck a quarter to half an inch to protect the roots and reduce the chance of it burning. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, don't try to cut it right along the grass. That's another thing. My son started mowing my lawn, and I'm like, all right, you're doing a good job, but I can see dirt.
Yes.
Bring those blades up a little bit, buddy.
Yeah, this time of year, right, it grows really quick, so you can cut a little shorter. We're not in the super hot days, but when we get July and August, sometimes it gets pretty toasty. And if we're cutting at the same height that we're cutting at now, you will potentially burn the grass off. So some people like that, but if you're looking for a great cut and a nice-looking lawn, you gotta adjust it.
Yep.
So I hope these tips help you have a better-looking lawn and keep your mower running like new. And don't forget, we have 15% off many maintenance parts till the end of the month and 10% off for our military as our way of saying thank you for your service in protecting our great country. Have questions or need some parts? Stop out and see my friendly staff and let us help you with your equipment needs. We are located on Route 11 just outside the Village Malone. United Ag and Turf is your local John Deere dealer.
Yeah, keep that lawnmower up. Don't make the mistake that Matt made and just kind of assumed it was going to start this spring when you win. Just don't do that.
Right. Remember, like we talked before, these are an investment, right?
Uh-huh.
If you take care of your lawnmower, it's going to take care of you.
Absolutely. So. He is Andy from United Ag and Turf joining us for Wild Country Connects. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good day.